Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Skipper Brendan McCullum's unbeaten 281 helped his side defy India on day four of the second test in Wellington, reaching 571 for six at stumps to take a huge lead into the final day. McCullum shared a test cricket record partnership of 352 for the sixth wicket with BJ Watling, who made 124, as he defied the visitors for 123 overs, turning around a 246-run deficit into a 325-run lead. McCullum was still batting after nearly six sessions at the crease, facing 525 balls. At the other end, Jimmy Neesham brought up his maiden test 50. He's unbeaten on 67. Sri Lanka won a low-scoring first one-day international against Bangladesh and Dakar after their hosts collapsed from 114 for 2 to 167 all-out, chasing just 181 to win. The tourists would not have been in with a chance had it not been for Tisara Pereira smashing 80 in 57 balls from number 9 in the order before they were bowled out for 180 in 40 overs. With Shamsur Rahman hitting 62 and Mominul Haque 44, Bangladesh looked well set, only to lose their final eight wickets for 53 runs in less than 20 overs. Mushfiqur Rahim was the only other player to reach double figures, as Sri Lanka, led by Angelo Matthews taking 3 for 21, took a remarkable come-from-behind victory to go 1-0 up in the three-match series. Day 4 of the ICC Under-19 World Cup in the United Arab Emirates saw the tournament's first big upset as Afghanistan beat Australia by 36 runs, while Bangladesh, India and Pakistan also won. India, who beat Scotland by 5 wickets, and Bangladesh, who beat Namibia, have qualified for the quarter-finals. Pakistan, who were beaten by India in their opening match, got off the mark with a win over Papua New Guinea. South Africa have selected highly rated uncapped fast bowler Buren Hendricks and recalled Albie Morkel in their ICC World 2020 squad. Cape Cobra's left armer Hendricks was recently purchased by the Mumbai Indians and joins up with a 15-man squad that will also play Australia in three 2020 internationals later this month. Hard-hitting batsman and medium-pace bowler Morkel last played for South Africa during the last ICC World 2020 in Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka themselves, meanwhile, have included experienced batsman Mahela Jayawardena in their squads for both the Asia Cup and the ICC World 2020. Sri Lanka are currently in Bangladesh for a three-match ODI series, as you've been hearing, and from the squad picked to play there, Kithrum Vitanaj, Angelo Pereira and Sikuka Prasanna have been left out. Chaturanga da Silva comes in as Jayawardena, who missed the series in Bangladesh with a damaged hand, returns.